This parable of Jesus is most illuminating. All divine parables are. They're stories for us. It's God's way of teaching essential truths of salvation by using real life examples. Now the parables, and there are many of them, are like an onion. There's different layers. There's always the historical context, and there's a situational ethic, then there's a moral theme, and also a spiritual realm. This one's all about bridesmaids or virgins. One's presumed, of course, that one is a virgin until they marry. But the deeper theme is one of weddings and processions and feasts. Ultimately, it's a story about heaven, salvation and damnation. Note that half of the bridesmaids are called wise and the other half are foolish, 50-50. The Jerusalem Bible translation takes that word wise and makes it sensible. I think that's rather an inaccurate translation of the Greek. Don't know why they did that, but wise pertains to the gift of wisdom, the highest of God's gifts, whereas the term sensible, well, has no moral connotation. Nevertheless, leaving that aside, we do know that Christ is the bridegroom. The bride, of course, is the church, modeled on Our Lady. And these bridesmaids refer to us all. It has universal application because no one marries in heaven. We're all consecrated, given to the Lord. Now, as the story goes, the bridesmaid's only duty was to provide an escort. Late in the night, no street lamps back then, along the way to the bridal home, so that if no one would stumble and fall, of course they're dressed in their best. Apart from the OH&S issues, it's somewhat fitting, isn't it, that the bridal couple are ushered along the way. Now, all of them, the bridesmaids, are fully aware of their task at hand. Yet, surprisingly, five run out of oil and hence cannot fulfill their task. So they pestered the other five, who were dutiful, to give them their extra supply of oil. When that fails, they go to the local supplier, who is more than likely in bed, and wake him up and force him to open the shop to get the oil required. Then they have the rudeness, I suppose, to arrive late and disturb the bridal festivities by wanting access to the banquet, but are simply told at the door, "We do not know you. The door is locked." In other words, go away. Seems somewhat tough, doesn't it? And at the outset, we feel somewhat sorry for those five foolish assistants. Perhaps they had dodgy oil or something happened to their lamps. Perhaps they leaked. Whatever the case, the outcome seems a trifle severe. And perhaps there was an accident or a mishap, though there's no mention of this by the Lord. They knew their duty and chose not to do it. Yes, but don't we all make mistakes, one may ask? Forgive and forget and move on? Yes, that's fine regarding some matters, but this matter is one of salvation. Although the story is simple, the context is broad. Let's reframe the story in our own setting. Let's say that you are friends of the Prime Minister or some prince, someone of importance who's notable, and they invite you to the wedding and ask you to drive the bridal car. Now, it's your job to provide and drive the bride to the wedding. That's your duty. And if you really cared about the bridal couple and the bride in the back seat, you would have checked out the car and made sure that there was oil and water and fuel. But if you weren't focused on the needs of the bride, and you were careless, and didn't check the car, and there wasn't enough fuel, and you ran out, who would be to blame? You would. And what an ordeal that would be. Let's say it happened not in town, but out in the bush at Burrumbatic or Wilbundry, and there's no fuel. Wouldn't the bridal party be upset? Wouldn't it have been a disaster? And rightly so. Now, going back to the original story of Jesus, I would add that these five foolish bridesmaids were not merely careless or having a bad day. What's the cause of carelessness after all? Or what type of person is one who's so lazy and thoughtless of the needs of others? I would claim, and it's my opinion, that behind the carelessness of these bridesmaids was narcissism. They were narcissistic. Interesting word, it's a Greek term and originates from Greek mythology, all about this person called Narcissus, who was a hunter, as the story goes, a son of the river god. Very beautiful, but he fell in love with himself. He would often gaze at the reflection of himself in the water. Eventually, being unable to love others, he fell into despair and committed suicide. Anyone who is narcissistic is unable to see the needs of others. Why? Because they're too fixated on themselves. It's all about them. Remember, one's eyes are for looking outward, not inward, to see others, not self. These five women were narcissistic for the following four reasons. Firstly, they only cared about themselves and didn't really care about the bridal couple. And that is why they couldn't be bothered in ensuring that they had enough oil. They knew what their job was. They just didn't care. All talk, but no walk. We all know people who are like that. They know what they should do, but they choose not to do it. Two, when the bridal couple did appear late and they knew that they had no oil, these five, they were fearful of missing out. So being narcissistic, they thought only of themselves. What did they do? They demanded that the wise virgins give them their own oil. See, it's all about themselves. About me and my mindset. Not about others or the bridal couple. Three, rather than going home, having failed in their duty, which would have been normal, no, they're so bent on their own selfishness and self-importance that they think nothing of going to the shopkeeper, waking him up, disturbing him to get what they want. They are utterly narcissistic. Such people are experts in psychological games, making others feel guilty, and emotional manipulation. Fourthly, and lastly, fearful that they might miss out on the feast because they think it's all about them, and it's not, they go and disturb the bridal couple, whom they failed to assist, and insist, moreover, that they be granted access. And of course, they're told no. And rightfully so. I'm sure the message went home in the Lord's time, and we need to pass on this theme. We humans, then and now, are only here for one reason: to give glory to God. The purpose of our life is all about Him and not us. Selfish souls or those who are narcissistic at death will not enter heaven. It's not that God does not want them, but rather they don't want God. They want themselves. In the chilling words of C.S. Lewis in his work called The Great Divorce, He claims that at death we shall all hear only four words. Jesus will say to us, "Thy will be done," or "we shall not enter," or we shall say to God, "Thy will be done," and we shall enter.